Story of La Rigue Barge for the Young and the Old. Created by Georges Pélissier and Julien Danis. Folded metal origami-like structure. 1.5 meters high, 3 meters long, 1 meter wide. Galvanized and painted white, baked in the oven and placed on a wooden crate. The story of a child from Valence and his boat. Once upon a time, a long time ago, maybe even a bit longer than that, Pierrot, a smart and cheerful boy, would oftentimes amuse himself at school by making origami paper boats. After school, he would go off with his friends to play on the banks of the River Rhône. There, they would fish skim stones across the water and try to sail their origami paper boats on the fast-running river. Sometimes they would try to make rafts. Pierrot would watch the sailing barges called Rigue go by, carrying merchandise up and down the Rhône. He dreamed that one day he would have a real boat of his own. Now Pierrot was the son of a famous ironworker who worked at the old ironworks, said to have been created back in the 1740s. He was famous for making wrought iron balconies and banisters, plowshares and horseshoes, and Pierrot would often go and wait for his father at the end of the day. And one day, Pierrot's father let him make an iron boat with the leftover metal in the workshop. With his talent and imagination, he managed to make a metal boat using the plans of origami paper boat. Soon, the rig was finished and painted a glorious white. It was 3 meters long and heavy. Maybe too heavy, but the boat was marvelous and Pierrot was a strong boy. After that, Pierrot called his friends to help him launch his boat on the Rhône. Unfortunately, as soon as it hit the water, the boat sank to the bottom of the river. Disappointed and sad, Pierrot marked the exact location where his rig had sunk on a piece of paper. Fortunately, it had gone down in the shallows, where the current was weak, and Pierrot and his friends made plans to salvage it. But time passed by, and Pierrot and his friends grew to be men, and the metal rig was forgotten about. In 2015, Georges Pélissier and Julien Danis were cleaning out the workshop of Julien's great-grandfather when they came across the famous map of where the rig was located. They found the boat sitting on the riverbed, where it had been all those years. It was a little rusty, but still in good shape. After bringing it to the surface, they restored and painted the boat into its glorious white. The rig was as good as new, and now they don't want it to sink again. This beautiful boat is now exposed for everyone to admire. Hope you have enjoyed this story.